And on to breast eggs, let me see if I can go to the website. If you could help me reach the website, are we going there? Yeah, I think we are. Excellent, thank you very much. If you want to go and enter this or show it to others, the password is breastguest. I have no difficulty with you doing that, but we're just doing some work on it at the moment, so we are keeping it under control at the moment. This is the homepage, and I'll take you through a few elements very briefly. We have the possibility of showing some video.
In the NHS breast screening programme, most of the cancers that we pick up are really quite small, and the woman has options about whether she has the entire breast removed or whether she just has the abnormal area removed. This often comes as a surprise to women, and it's a very difficult time for them. They're having to deal with the very big news that they have breast cancer, but they're also having to make a decision about how they want it treated. And we hope that this website and decision aid will help them through that decision and support them with information to the point that they can make the decision about what's right for them.
We've summarised the surgery options, make this a bit larger, into a format that I think there's quite a lot of psychological work to show that lists the options as columns and the attributes as horizontal lines. That allows you to compare fairly quickly the attributes across the two options. You're most welcome to take a look in this in more detail. And then the links here will take you to more detailed probability information portrayed as pictograms in natural frequency rather than percentages, which is the way psychologists have learned that we understand event probability much better than in percentage terms. If we go to here, we have a tool which we've called a deliberation tool, just to help you think about the options. These are the kind of main attributes of these decisions. So if somebody says, I really want to avoid unexpected further surgery, click that box. If they want to avoid radiotherapy, perhaps, they click that box. Perhaps if they want less chance of surgery returning, they click that box, and so on. But they may be a little bit averse to the idea of that. And so by adjusting these or resetting them, you can just walk yourself through the consequences of considering the options by their attributes. And this has been tested with a range of health professionals in the field and patients. And say if you just click that and you go to next, have you arrived at a preference, not a decision, because we think that the decision should be done with the breast care team, so have you arrived at a preference? Yes, and then you can print that out and take that back to your breast care nurse or surgeon, whatever the option is locally. So this is the concept of trying to walk somebody through a decision using tools like these. We've got patient photos here, which have been consented and given to us through colleagues in Cardiff. And we're happy to take more photos to populate this site so that people actually see what the consequences might be. And I think we've had illustrations here today of the kinds of photos that may well be helpful to put into here if we want to expand the ideas of how reconstruction could happen, for example. The patients who have shown this so far highly value seeing these pictures, and the breast care nurses are using this site in order to take them to pictures like this, because for them, moving around and going sometimes to patients' home, difficult to carry this material with them. And as the internet is becoming more available in people's homes, I think this might be more helpful for people. So I'm going to stop that there. That's just a taster of the site. I think it would probably take people about half an hour, 40 minutes to go through the main elements of this site.